You're listening to Off the Clock, KBIA's look at arts and culture, and I'm Lauren Brown. From Shark Tank to startup weekends, you might say entrepreneurship has become a craze. And on the MU campus, there's an effort to encourage innovation among students. KBIA's Betsy Smith went to MU's new Entrepreneur Quest pitch competition and has this.
It's the first Monday morning snowfall of the school year on campus, and more than 100 MU students and faculty members are seeking warmth in Monsanto Auditorium at another first, the first Entrepreneur Quest, or EQ, pitch competition. 15 student teams ranging from freshmen to doctoral candidates pitch solutions for sports, agriculture, business, and more. But only 10 teams will continue forward in the spring competition.
Hey, EQ, my name's James Yoon.
My name is Chase Scanlon.
There's one pitch that really seems to resonate with the audience.
We're representatives of the Slap team, the subleasing app, and we're here to...
It's an app called Slap. Its purpose? To make subleasing less of a headache.
My girlfriend, she had an internship during the spring semester last year that she found out about in November, so she had 2 months to get rid of her apartment here, find an apartment out of state to go take this internship and everything, and she had a very nightmarish time trying to get a subleaser.
That's Chase Scanlon, one of the Slap team members. He created the app idea with the help of his twin brother Ross and other team members, James Yoon, Jake Avaldi, and John Weehy. The Slap team won first place in a recent Startup Weekend contest in Columbia, but the EQ pitch competition is the team's first time working with MU. Greg Beer is the director of the Entrepreneur Quest program, and he says EQ's goal is to encourage more college students, like the Slap team, to innovate.
So we've got a lot of students with really interesting ideas. Our challenge as a university is to get students to pursue those ideas. And that's what Entrepreneur Quest is trying to do. It's trying to provide those students that have an idea with the venue and some seed money to actually pursue those.
And Beer says MU is moving forward with its own quest to expand entrepreneurship on campus.
Well, we're working to create some type of entrepreneurship nexus on campus, one place that all of the students would know if they've got any interest in entrepreneurship.
Thank you all for coming.
After the final pitch is presented, the audience votes on the crowd favorite. The next morning, the Slap team learns that they won the title of crowd favorite, and with it, a $500 prize. But they say they aren't celebrating just yet. Ross Scanlon says there's tough competition.
There's a lot of other good pitches and like other company ideas in the top 10.
The 10 finalists will take an 8-week course in the spring to refine their ideas. And then they have another pitch competition, this time with a prize of $15,000 on the line for the first place winner. The second and third place winners have $10,000 and $5,000 prizes at stake. Ross Scanlon says Slap is aiming for the top.
We're obviously going to shoot for first so we can win the most money, but I want to at least get top three so we can move on.
Moving on means moving up to yet another competition against the winning teams from other schools in the UM system for even more prize money. And for now, the Slap team is focusing on ways they can strengthen their idea and hopefully win $30,000. Betsy Smith, KBIA News.
Thank you for listening to Off the Clock on KBIA. I'm Lauren Brown.